Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Eyes to the skies.
There it is. Totality right on schedule.
Trump says abortion should be up to states.
Whatever they decide must be the law of the land.
President Biden on new student loan forgiveness.
We plan to deliver up to $20,000 in interest relief to over 20 million borrowers.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. From the southwest to the northeast, the solar eclipse draws huge crowds in Round Rock, Texas.
It's very cool. I think, you know, once in a lifetime experience.
This definitely not going to happen again in my lifetime.
Day off of work and 10 bucks to get here. Can't beat it.
CBS's Omar Villafranca along the path of totality in Dallas.
Now we're starting to see a lot of darkness. It's almost like you're playing a night game here at the Cotton Bowl without the lights.
CBS's Christine Johnson heard from a young spectator in Niagara Falls, New York.
The timing of this is absolutely amazing. Look at this. Do you see the corona? Yes! The sparkling lights. It's so cool.
In Canada, Chris Mavridi says today's event has kept scientists busy.
Among the thousands and thousands here to witness the eclipse are groups of scientists using the opportunity to better measure the sun. They've long suspected that the diameter of our neighborhood star may be smaller than we think, so they're literally measuring the width of the path of totality. Last week, new calculations narrowed the 115-mile-wide path by about 600 yards. They hope today's observations will give them even better insight. Chris Mavridi, CBS News in Niagara Falls, Canada.
Former President Trump says abortion should be a decision left to the states. CBS's Matt Piper with reaction.
Kelsey Pritchard of SBA Pro-Life America says the group is deeply disappointed in Donald Trump's stance, but will still back him for president.
We were hoping for a protection for unborn children at 15 weeks, at the point when science shows that they can feel pain.
But says Sarah Spain of the Political Action Committee Emily's List.
Trump is the reason that Roe v. Wade was overturned and the reason that millions of people across the country don't have access to reproductive healthcare. Trump really is just punting abortion to the states so he doesn't have to alienate voters.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A New York appellate judge has denied former President Donald Trump's bid to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial. Trump wants the case moved out of Manhattan. President Biden campaigning in Wisconsin today pledges to wipe out more student debt.
The Department of Education will propose a new rule to cancel student debt for Americans facing financial hardships from child care to health care. Prevent them from paying back their loans.
Biden's new debt plan would expand federal student loan relief to new categories of borrowers through the Higher Education Act. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street. Now this.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The Vatican releases a new statement that many may see as speaking out against transgender people. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The Vatican's Doctrine Office issued a new document titled Infinite Dignity, blasting gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy. Saying that God created man and women as biologically different, it flat out rejected that one's gender can be changed.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military now has a date for the invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. But according to reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem,
it's not clear if Netanyahu really means there is a date for this invasion, or he's trying to sort of placate his right wing and his coalition, which was very angry about the Israeli withdrawal from Khan Yunis.
Most Israeli troops pulled out of southern Gaza over the weekend to rest and to prepare for the next phase of war. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Deadly shooting inside a law office in Las Vegas about 30 minutes west of the Strip earlier today. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
The suspect was a male, and the two victims that are deceased is a male and a female.
No word on a motive. Actor Jonathan Majors avoids jail time for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. CBS's Vladimir Duthier with details.
The 34-year-old star of Creed III has been sentenced to probation. A jury convicted him of domestic violence charges in December after an altercation with his ex-girlfriend over a year ago. Majors denied the accusations, and he even tried to have his conviction overturned.
Majors did not speak outside of court today, but his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, has told reporters that Majors believes he is above the law. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has denied clemency for Brian Dorsey one day before his scheduled execution for killing his cousin and her husband. Two cases on behalf of the 52-year-old are pending before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A card has been delivered to a woman in Britain 27 years after it was mailed. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
The card had been forwarded to 60-year-old Alfie Melliel from the address where she'd been living when she broke up with her then-partner, Mandy, 27 years ago.
It was from my mother-in-law, just saying how sad she is that we've broken up and how she hopes that we'll be friends one day.
And 27 years on...
We are friends now. Everything in the card that she wrote, she hoped, has come true. So it was just so lovely to get the card after all that time, and amazing that it survived.
No word on where the card had been for 27 years. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Purdue and defending champs UConn will face each other in the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona tonight. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.